This is the reading for February 9th. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of destruction, out of the sticky mud. He stood me on a rock and made my feet steady. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many people will see this and worship Him. Then they will trust the Lord. Happy is the person who trusts the Lord, who doesn't turn to those who are proud or to those who worship false gods. Lord my God, you have done many miracles. Your plans for us are many. If I tried to tell them all, there would be too many to count. You do not want sacrifices and offerings, but you have made a hole in my ear to show that my body and life are yours. You do not ask for burnt offerings and sacrifices to take away sins. Then I said, look, I have come. It is written about me in the book. My God, I want to do what you want. Your teachings are in my heart. I will tell about your goodness in the great meeting of your people. Lord, you know my lips are not silent. I do not hide your goodness in my heart. I speak about your loyalty and salvation. I do not hide your love and truth from the people in the great meeting. Lord, do not hold back your mercy from me. Let your love and truth always protect me. Troubles have surrounded me. There are too many to count. My sins have caught me so that I cannot see a way to escape. I have more sins than hairs on my head, and I have lost my courage. Please, Lord, save me. Hurry, Lord, to help me. People are trying to kill me. Shame them and disgrace them. People want to hurt me. Let them run away in disgrace. People are making fun of me. Let them be shamed into silence. But let those who follow you be happy and glad. They love you for saving them. May they always say, praise the Lord. Lord, because I am poor and helpless, please remember me. You are my helper and savior. My God, do not wait. Exodus chapter 29. This is what you must do to appoint Aaron and his sons to serve me as priests. Take one young bull and two male sheep that have nothing wrong with them. Use fine wheat flour without yeast to make bread, cakes mixed with olive oil, and wafers brushed with olive oil. Put these in one basket and bring them along with the bull and two male sheep. Bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the meeting tent and wash them with water. Take the clothes and dress Aaron in the inner robe and the outer robe of the holy vest. Then put on him the holy vest and the chest covering and tie the holy vest on him with its skillfully woven belt. Put the turban on his head and put the holy crown on the turban. Take the special olive oil and pour it on his head and make him a priest. Then bring his sons and put the inner robes on them. Put the headbands on their heads and tie cloth belts around their waists. Aaron and his descendants will be priests in Israel according to a rule that will continue from now on. This is how you will appoint Aaron and his sons as priests. Bring the bull to the front of the meeting tent, and Aaron and his sons must put their hands on the bull's head. Then kill the bull before the Lord at the entrance to the meeting tent. Use your finger to put some of the bull's blood on the corners of the altar, and then pour the blood that is left at the bottom of the altar. Take all the fat that covers the inner organs, as well as the best part of the liver, both kidneys, and the fat around them, and burn them on the altar. Take the bull's meat, skin, and intestines, and burn them outside the camp. This is an offering to take away sin. Take one of the male sheep, and have Aaron and his sons put their hands on its head. Kill it, and take its blood, and sprinkle it on all four sides of the altar. Then cut it into pieces and wash its inner organs and its legs, putting them with its head and its other pieces. Burn the whole sheep on the altar. It is a burnt offering made by fire to the Lord. Its smell is pleasing to the Lord. Take the other male sheep and have Aaron and his sons put their hands on its head. Kill it and take some of its blood. Put the blood on the bottom of the right ears of Aaron and his sons, and on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Then sprinkle the rest of the blood against all four sides of the altar. Take some of the blood from the altar and mix it with the special oil used in appointing priests. Sprinkle this on Aaron and his clothes and on his sons and their clothes. This will show that Aaron and his sons and their clothes are given to my service. Then take the fat from the male sheep, the fat tail, and the fat that covers the inner organs. In addition, take the best part of the liver, both kidneys, and the fat around them, and the right thigh. This is the male sheep to be used in appointing priests. Then take the basket of bread that you made without yeast, which you put before the Lord. From it take a loaf of bread, a cake made with olive oil, and a wafer. Put all of these in the hands of Aaron and his sons, and tell them to present them as an offering to the Lord. Then take them from their hands and burn them on the altar with the whole burnt offering. This is an offering made by fire to the Lord. Its smell is pleasing to the Lord. Then take the breast of the male sheep used to appoint Aaron as priest and present it before the Lord as an offering. This part of the animal will be your share. Set aside the breast and the thigh of the sheep that were used to appoint Aaron and his sons as priest. These parts belong to them. They are to be the regular share which the Israelites will always give to Aaron and his sons. It is the gift the Israelites must give to the Lord from their fellowship offerings. The holy clothes made for Aaron will belong to his descendants so that they can wear these clothes when they are appointed as priests. Aaron's son, who will become high priest after Aaron, will come to the meeting tent to serve in the holy place. He is to wear these clothes for 7 days. Take the male sheep used to appoint priests and boil its meat in a place that is holy. Then at the entrance of the meeting tent, Aaron and his sons must eat the meat of the sheep and the bread that is in the basket. They should eat these offerings that were used to remove their sins and to make them holy when they were made priests. But no one else is to eat them because they are holy things. If any of the meat from that sheep or any of the bread is left the next morning, it must be burned. It must not be eaten because it is holy. Do all these things that I commanded you to do to Aaron and his sons, and spend 7 days appointing them. Each day you are to offer a bull to remove the sins of Aaron and his sons, so they will be given for service to the Lord. Make the altar ready for service to the Lord, and pour oil on it to make it holy. Spend 7 days making the altar ready for service to God and making it holy. Then the altar will become very holy, and anything that touches it must be holy. Every day from now on, offer on the altar 2 lambs that are 1 year old. Offer 1 lamb in the morning and the other in the evening before dark. In the morning, when you offer the first lamb, offer also 2 quarts of fine flour mixed with 1 quart of oil from pressed olives. Pour out 1 quart of wine as a drink offering. Offer the second lamb in the evening with the same grain offering and drink offerings as you did in the morning. This is an offering made by fire to the Lord, and its smell is pleasing to Him. You must burn these things as an offering to the Lord every day from now on at the entrance of the meeting tent before the Lord. When you make the offering, I, the Lord, will meet you there and speak to you. I will meet with the people of Israel there, and that place will be holy because of my glory. So I will make the meeting tent and the altar holy. I will also make Aaron and his sons holy, so they may serve me as priests. I will live with the people of Israel and be their God, and they will know that I am the Lord their God, who led them out of Egypt so that I could live with them. I am the Lord their God. Exodus chapter 30. Make an altar out of acacia wood for burning incense. Make it square, 18 inches long and 18 inches wide, and make it 36 inches high. The corners that stick out like horns must be one piece with the altar. Cover its top, its sides, and its corners with pure gold, and put a gold strip all around the altar. Make 2 gold rings beneath the gold strip on opposite sides of the altar, and slide poles through them to carry the altar. Make the poles from acacia wood and cover them with gold. Put the altar of incense in front of the curtain that is near the Ark of Agreement, in front of the lid that covers that ark. There I will meet with you. Aaron must burn sweet-smelling incense on the altar every morning when he comes to take care of the oil lamps. He must burn incense again in the evening when he lights the lamps, so incense will burn before the Lord every day from now on. Do not use this altar for offering any other incense or burnt offering or any kind of grain offering or drink offering. Once a year, Aaron must make the altar ready for service to God by putting blood on its corners, the blood of the animal offered to remove sins. He is to do this once a year from now on. This altar belongs completely to the Lord's service. The Lord said to Moses, "When you count the people of Israel, every person must buy back his life from the Lord so that no terrible things will happen to the people when you number them. Every person who is counted must pay 1/5 of an ounce of silver. This is set by using 1/2 of the holy place measure, which weighs 2/5 of an ounce. This amount is a gift to the Lord. Every person who is counted and is 20 years old or older must give this amount to the Lord. A rich person must not give more than 1/5 of an ounce, and a poor person must not give less. You are paying this to the Lord to buy back your lives. Gather from the people of Israel this money paid to buy back their lives, and spend it on things for the service in the meeting tent. This payment will remind the Lord that the Israelites' lives have been bought back." The Lord said to Moses, "Make a bronze bowl on a bronze stand for washing. Put the bowl and stand between the meeting tent and the altar, and put water in the bowl. Aaron and his sons must wash their hands and feet with the water from this bowl. Each time they enter the meeting tent, they must wash with water so they will not die. Whenever they approach the altar to serve as priests and offer a sacrifice to the Lord by fire, they must wash their hands and their feet so they will not die. This is a rule which Aaron and his descendants are to keep from now on." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Take the finest spices, 12 pounds of liquid myrrh, half that amount, that is 6 pounds of sweet-smelling cinnamon, 6 pounds of sweet-smelling cane, and 12 pounds of cassia. Weigh all these by the holy place measure. Also take 4 quarts of olive oil and mix all these things like a perfume to make a holy olive oil. This special oil must be put on people and things to make them ready for service to God. Put this oil on the meeting tent and the Ark of the Agreement, on the table and all its dishes, on the lampstand and all its tools, and on the incense altar. Also, put the oil on the altar for burnt offerings and on all its tools, as well as on the bowl and the stand under the bowl. You will prepare all these things for service to God, and they will be very holy. Anything that touches these things must be holy. Put the oil on Aaron and his sons to give them for service to me, that they may serve me as priests. Tell the Israelites, 'This is to be my holy olive oil from now on. It is to be put on people and things to make them ready for service to God. Do not pour it on the bodies of ordinary people, and do not make perfume the same way you make this oil. It is holy, and you must treat it as holy. If anyone makes perfume like it or puts it on someone who is not a priest, that person must be cut off from his people.'" Then the Lord said to Moses, "Take these sweet-smelling spices, resin, onycha, galbanum, and pure frankincense. Be sure that you have equal amounts of each. Make incense as a person who makes perfume would do. Add salt to it to keep it pure and holy. Beat some of the incense into a fine powder and put it in front of the Ark of the Agreement in the meeting tent, where I will meet with you. You must use this incense powder only for its very special purpose. Do not make incense for yourselves the same way you make this incense. Treat it as holy to the Lord. Whoever makes incense like this to use as perfume must be cut off from his people."
Chapter 25.
When the end comes, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids. They took their oil lamps and went to meet the groom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish bridesmaids took their lamps, but they didn't take any extra oil. The wise bridesmaids, however, took along extra oil for their lamps. Since the groom was late, all the bridesmaids became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, someone shouted, "The groom is here. Come to meet him." Then all the bridesmaids woke up and got their lamps ready. The foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." But the wise bridesmaids replied, "We can't do that. There won't be enough for both of us. Go, find someone to sell you some oil." While they were buying oil, the groom arrived. The bridesmaids who were ready went with him into the wedding hall, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids arrived and said, "Sir, sir, open the door for us." But he answered them, "I don't even know who you are. So stay awake, because you don't know the day or the hour." The kingdom of heaven is like a man going on a trip. He called his servants and entrusted some money to them. He gave one man $10,000, another $4,000, and another $2,000. Each was given money based on his ability. Then the man went on his trip. The one who received $10,000 invested the money at once and doubled his money. The one who had $4,000 did the same and also doubled his money. But the one who received $2,000 went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The one who received $10,000 brought the additional $10,000. He said, "Sir, you gave me $10,000. I've doubled the amount." His master replied, "Good job. You're a good and faithful servant. You proved that you could be trusted with a small amount. I will put you in charge of a large amount. Come and share your master's happiness." The one who received $4,000 came and said, "Sir, you gave me $4,000. I've doubled the amount." His master replied, "Good job. You're a good and faithful servant. You proved that you could be trusted with a small amount. I will put you in charge of a large amount. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the one who received $2,000 came and said, "Sir, I knew that you were a hard person to please. You harvest where you haven't planted and gather where you haven't scattered any seeds. I was afraid, so I hid your $2,000 in the ground. Here is your money." His master responded, "You evil and lazy servant, if you knew that I harvest where I haven't planted and gather where I haven't scattered, then you should have invested my money with the banker. When I returned, I would have received my money back with interest. Take the $2,000 away from him. Give it to the one who has the $10,000. To all who have, more will be given, and they will have more than enough. But everything will be taken away from those who don't have much. Throw this useless servant outside into the darkness. People will cry and be in extreme pain there. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his angels are with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. The people of every nation will be gathered in front of him. He will separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, my Father has blessed you. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you took me into your home. I needed clothes and you gave me something to wear. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me.' Then the people who have God's approval will reply to him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and take you into our homes? Or see you in need of clothes and give you something to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' The king will answer them, 'I can guarantee this truth. Whatever you did for one of my brothers or sisters, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you did for me.' Then the king will say to those on his left, 'Get away from me. God has cursed you. Go into everlasting fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me into your homes. I needed clothes and you didn't give me anything to wear. I was sick and in prison and you didn't take care of me.' They too will ask, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or as a stranger, or in need of clothes, or sick, or in prison and didn't help you?' He will answer them, 'I can guarantee this truth. Whatever you failed to do for one of my brothers or sisters, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you failed to do for me.' These people will go away into eternal punishment, but those with God's approval will go into eternal life."